Welcome back to In the Moment. I'm Chris Loffrey. Lori Walsh is off today. OLLI stands for Osher Lifelong Learning Institute. There's a celebration tonight that involves OLLI as they're celebrating 10 years in operation in South Dakota. Joining us today to tell us more about OLLI is the director, Nancy Wehrkamp. Nancy, welcome to In the Moment.
Well, hey, thanks for having me.
Also with us is David Hildebrand, and he's the chair of the Leadership Council. David, welcome as well.
Thank you. Good to be here.
Let's start with you, Nancy. Even though you've been around for 10 years, there may be some that don't really know what OLLI is. Let's get started by you telling us what OLLI is and what it does.
You bet. OLLI, as you said it was before, is OSHA Lifelong Learning. And it's for folks that are retired or semi-retired. But you know what? If you're still out in the workforce, we also invite you to join along. It's for folks that want to continue to keep learning for the love of it. So we are not associated with getting any credits, having any tests or homework. All our members are going to learn is just for the love of it. And they take classes that interest them and courses that enrich their brain and strengthen their thought processes, and they just enjoy the classes that they are offered here at OLLI. And some of the courses are just a one-time shot, or some of them are over a multiple period of time, but it's all within an 8-week period in the fall term, and then we have a winter term, and then we have a spring term. So our OLLI members are just learning for the love of it and take a huge amount of different opportunity classes that we have.
So is there I read somewhere that it was 50 and up. Is that true, or can you be less than 50?
That's what we kind of advertise, because we want people to know the population that typically is an OLLI member. But if you are in your 40s, we certainly would invite you also. But it's for majority of our classes are during the day. So if you have some time that you're open during the day, you would be welcome to join OLLI and learn with us.
Now, David, you chair the Leadership Council. Tell us what the Leadership Council is and how it operates.
The Leadership Council is a group of about 25 citizens here in Sioux Falls, with representatives from Brookings and Vermilion. And we help to plan the curriculum. We help plan social activities and provide overall guidance and I guess you could say user input into OLLI, what we're interested in and what we think our colleagues might be interested in doing.
I'll give you a chance, both of you, to answer my next thought. Well, Nancy, we'll start with you. What's been the response from the community about regarding OLLI?
Oh, gosh. Once folks know about it, we are a small little group, but a mighty group. We have about 900 members, and we just don't spend a lot of money on marketing. So sometimes, we know word of mouth and going on shows like yourself help us spread the word about OLLI. But once folks actually join OLLI and take a class, they are hooked. They think this is the icing on their career path. We could have had a person that maybe was in education, or maybe they were a lawyer, maybe they were whatever occupation that they were in. And when they were so busy in the workforce, they didn't have a chance to enjoy maybe a whole different topic that they would never have taken before when they were going through their formal preparation in college. And now it gives them a chance to do something totally different, and they love it. They're hooked.
David, can you expand on that same question?
Sure. I would talk about the social impact. Many times when people are transitioning to retirement, they lose some of their connections with other people, and OLLI really provides an opportunity to expand one's social network. Great friendships have been formed in OLLI classes, and I think that is almost as important to some of the people as the learning experience.
David, I'll stay with you. Can one come off the street and become more involved with the Leadership Council that you chair?
The Leadership Council is selected by a nominating committee, but if someone were to indicate that they were interested in some leadership roles, we will certainly find an opportunity for them to do that. In addition to the Leadership Council, there's a number of committees, and it's not unusual for someone to join OLLI and 3 months later be involved in one of the committees that goes along. And it's not unusual for someone, after they've been in OLLI for maybe a year, to be invited to be on the Leadership Council.
So it's fair to say that Leadership Council members are OLLI members as well?
They are certainly OLLI members. That is the one and only basic requirement.
Nancy, give us an idea as to what people can expect when they join OLLI, or just would like to know more about it.
Sure. What they would do is they can either give us a call and we can get that information or get online to join. And what you would see is you would see the class offerings for the fall term. And right now here in Sioux Falls, we have 98 different courses that somebody can choose from. So say, for instance, you join and you join for $70. That $70 will get you an opportunity to sign up for as many classes as your personal schedule allows. Some of the classes are unfortunately full right now. We are trying to open up more seats for certain classes because some of them are extremely popular. But once we know that they're real, real popular, we will, of course, try to offer them a different term too. But for those 98 classes, we have so many of them still opened that people can enjoy. They would look at their schedule and say, you know what? I found four classes I like, and that is well worth my $70. I have some people that are taking 15 classes, some people that are taking 20 classes. So it all depends on what you're able to do with your schedule.
You touched on membership fees, and that was my next thought.
Uh-huh.
Are there different levels, or is there just one fee, and you get as many courses as you can take?
Yeah, you know what? You can buy it either by a term or you can buy it by a year. So in Sioux Falls, it's $70 per term when that's an 8-week term, which now starts September 6th and goes until the end of October. And then if you wanted to do a year, it would be $170, and that would include the fall, winter, and spring. And winter is January, February, and spring is April and May. Some people join just term by term because they don't know for sure what's going to be happening in their lives from term to term. Or some people say, you know what, I'd like to join for the whole year. I get a little bit of a discount that way, and then it helps me remember that I'm just signed up for the whole year.
Now, I hear you mention in Sioux Falls. Now, are there OLLI organizations in other communities in the state as well?
Yeah, good question. Yes, there is. We are in Brookings, and we're in Vermilion, and we're in Chamberlain, and we're in communication to maybe even thinking about expanding. We know that there's 120 OLLIs throughout the United States, and in South Dakota we have one, and that's here in Sioux Falls, and we can have satellites from there. Say, for instance, California has about 20. So each state has something different, but in the Midwest, they're all associated with a larger university in the state, and then we can develop satellite programs.
That $70 fee you mentioned a few minutes ago, is that across the board, or is it different in each community?
It's in for Sioux Falls, it's $70, and then in Brookings and Vermilion, it's a $60 fee, and then $120 for the year. So they have a little bit less offerings, not many, though. They have quite a few things there, too. But we do know that if they wanted to travel to Sioux Falls, we try to give them a little bit of a break in their cost so they can do that. If you are an OLLI member in South Dakota, you are able to take classes in any of the four different communities.
David, what kind of group makes up the current Leadership Council?
There's a lot of different backgrounds. We have retired lawyers, retired physicians, retired homemakers, several who are retired from different areas of education. So it's really a pretty broad-based group. We have a few journalists on the committee as well.
That's interesting. Now, I get a sense, Nancy, that this program is built to help keep our minds sharp.
Oh, but, definitely.
But not only that, this program helps keep people physically active as well.
Mm. Yeah, you know, we try to think of a person in holistic interest. So we have classes that are in history and in current events. We know that is one of our most popular areas. So we really try to beef up that curriculum to make sure that it covers a huge variety of things. But we also have health and wellness. That is a very strong component in what we need to learn about. We have literature and writing. We have science, math, and technology. We have the creative arts. We have unbelievably great relationships with different groups of folks, namely Washington Pavilion, that provides a wonderful amount of creative arts classes for us. And then we have an expanding mind where we try to maybe throw in a variety of different religion courses or different cooking courses or whatever. So we try to really come up with some pretty unique, interesting, holistic classes that cover whatever anybody's interested in.
Nancy, I'll stay with you, and you kind of touched on it real lightly, but I'd like to know more of the things that your members get to enjoy. So go a little deeper there.
Sure. You know what? I'm looking right at my catalog right now, so I'm going to go through a couple courses. You know, early Sioux Falls. So we have Bill Hoskins from the museum. He's going to be talking about what early Sioux Falls was like. We have a gentleman talking about the Civil War. We have somebody talking about Europe and in the Gulf. We have somebody talking about avoiding fake news. We have talking about the stockyards. I'm going to, we have the zoo going to be presenting on us. We have somebody going to be teaching you to write your life story or your memoirs. We're going to go to Deadwood to the South Dakota Book Festival. We're going to have a clay course. You know, I'm just going, looking through my list and talking about Thrive to 105, somebody talking about how to keep yourself healthy and body, mind, and spirit and live as long as you can. And we have yoga classes. We have Tai Chi classes. We have, oh, you name it. We the curriculum committee is outstanding with Ollie. They try to come up with very, very creative ideas of what you can offer through Ollie. And then we have some people that just call Ollie and say, you know what, I'm very passionate about this particular topic. I just had a gentleman today that wants to talk about surviving and being rescued from the Civil War, too, that wanted to talk about a course, and he'll be teaching something in the winter term. So people, we seek people out, and then they seek us out.
David, this question is for you. Do people serve terms on the Leadership Council, or how does that work?
There's a three-year term on the Leadership Council, and it can be renewed for a second 3 years. But then that would be the limit, so that we are continually bringing on fresh voices and that type of thing to the Leadership Council.
How many people does it consist of? Or does that vary, or how does that work?
Our maximum is 25, and we are normally very close to that.
Okay. Nancy, one more time, tell people in detail how to get involved in Ollie for those that may not know.
Sure. You can go to our website, which is www.olliuc.org, or just give us a call at 605-274-9528. And if you are wanting to get involved, if you want us to send a brochure to you, perfect timing. Our classes do not start until 1 week from today, so there's plenty of time to sign up for very, very interesting classes.
Now, one more time, the communities that you're involved in again?
Sioux Falls, Brookings, Vermilion, and Chamberlain.
Right. Your 10-year celebration is tonight at the Tuthill Park House from 6:30 until 8:30.
And yes, this is please open. Come and join us if you'd like.
Yes, this is open to members and public, right?
Correct, yep.
Now, you have a special guest speaker tonight who we talked about on this show just the other day. Who might that be?
You know what? The director of the Sioux Falls Park and Rec, Don Kearney, is going to be talking about past, present, and future of the Sioux Falls Park Department. So he's going to be talking about featuring a couple of the different parks and some of the history and how it all developed and how they got started, and he's going to be talking about what's going on now, and then it's going to give us a little bit of a insight of what to expect in the future, which will be extremely interesting.
Again, that is tonight, the 10-year celebration for Ollie at Tuthill Park House from 6:30 until 8:30 in Sioux Falls, open to members and the public. Nancy Werkamp is director of Ollie. Thank you so much for being with us today, Nancy.
Oh, thanks for having us, Chris.
And David Hildebrand is the chair of the Leadership Council. We thank you as well.
It was my privilege.